Well, welcome back. You're on More Than Money with Rob and Leanna. And Leanna, we have tons of conversations with the public and with clients about aging, retirement. And there's a specific one that is very interesting and can be difficult for us to start those conversations with, and that's with aging parents or relatives.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you and I have this conversation personally on a regular basis about our own parents aging and some of the changes that we've noticed and things that we're going through with them. So that's, I think, something common to many people of the generation that the clients that we work with, of even people in our generation, as we see our loved ones get older. But it's, as you mentioned, very difficult to have certain conversations with the parents and loved ones because they're either maybe resistant to things, don't want to deal with change, or maybe don't necessarily even want to admit that they need some help. So in order to help guide us in some of those conversations, we have a fantastic guest joining us today, Laura Tamblyn Watts, who's the president and CEO of CanAge, but she's also the author of Let's Talk About Aging Parents. Laura, thanks so much for joining us today.
Delighted to be here.
Excellent. Now, tell us a little bit about your new book, Let's Talk About Aging Parents. Why did you choose, first of all, to focus on that audience?
You know, I've been working in the field of aging for 25 years, and there are so many things that we don't know. Or by the time you learn them, you don't need to know them anymore, right? If you think about how many pregnancy books, toddler books, first years books, all of that is maybe 5 years all put together. And yet I wrote this book for the 40 years, that's 40 years that we are thinking about supporting people who are older in our lives. And there wasn't a handbook. So this is all the hacks, the things that you need to know, what's expensive, what's not expensive, how do you deal with driving, how do you have conversations and still be invited for Sunday dinner, all in one place.
Laura, I think the book is an interesting one because it's more of a conversation starter. And I know that you get guidance on 27 conversations, right, with aging parents. So what are some of the examples of some of those kind of conversation starters?
You know, the book is in four big chunks, right? And so some of those conversations will locate around the narrow things within those chunks. So the first is everything that you need to know about staying at home. What do you need to do to change the house so that you can stay? If you're thinking about downsizing, retirement homes, long-term care, that's all in the first. The second one is everything that you're going to be thinking about around mental capacity, powers of attorney. I know that's a topic near and dear to lots of people's hearts, wills, all of the stuff around who gets to decide. The third chunk is everything about relationships. So your guilt, the new relationship with the yoga instructor from your 85-year-old dad, sex when you can't even imagine your parents are having sex. How do you deal with divorce? How do you deal with the alcoholism of your mom, right? And the last chunk is everything to do quickly about big health issues and, of course, driving. So each of those conversations has narrow ones. If we're thinking about, for instance, how do you get someone to deal with powers of attorney, or to push them in the direction a little bit of sharing around their personal financial plan, which I know is a topic near and dear to your heart. First thing I'll say is stop thinking that you are the parent to your parent. You're not. You're always the child, and they mostly think that you're a moron, right? I mean, they remember that you couldn't find your backpack for school, right? They don't think that necessarily you're that place of wise counsel. They mostly think that you're, you know, hopefully a nice idiot, but a bit of an idiot. And we think about that with our kids too. So instead of coming and telling them what to do, ask their opinion. Hey, Dad, you know, kids are getting a bit older. I was thinking of redoing my wills and powers of attorney, but I don't know. I'd love your thoughts on that. Hey, have you done yours as well? Right? So instead of telling them, get them in. Or when it comes to health issues, right? Maybe downsizing or having to move out or retirement homes, maybe ask them what their friends are doing. How's Mr. Lee doing? What's Mrs. Smith up to? Well, they'll tell you all the tea about their friends, and they won't necessarily talk to you about that. So lots of tricks of the trade are in the book.
Fantastic. So I think one of the things that we encounter the most when we're talking to people about these conversations is this sense of resistance. Either people don't even want to acknowledge things are going on that might need addressing, or there's just a refusal to talk about it. What are maybe some tips that you might have to either open up those conversations or start to have those conversations with those people?
Think of it in two different ways. One, you can think of it as the calendar. and one you can think of it as a triggering event. So when it comes to something like the calendar, okay, it's April, right? Death and taxes. So we just start building in regularity to things, or the financial advisor needs it, right? Blame somebody else. You know, the healthcare provider needs it. The bank needs it. Well, I'm filing this. We might as well get these things out of the way. And so then it's nobody's fault. It's just kind of a calendar type of event. And that calendar could be around a birthday or a retirement or something like that. The other is a triggering event. Mom's had a fall. Dad's got a diagnosis of dementia. Like something has happened. And that's okay. I mean, we all can't have these perfect families where we're having all these lovely conversations in advance. But use that as a lever point to not just address that one issue for the person who's had a fall, but start thinking, okay, in the case of emergency, what would I do? What would you do? So again, unpacking that threat feeling that they're having and start addressing it in a more gentle way around a triggering event. But again, okay, that's what happened to you. Let's make sure that we all understand what if it happened to us.
Laura, I think it's such an interesting aspect, and it's growing, right, as we have a larger number of relatives and parents aging. I actually had a conversation with a family member yesterday morning about not wanting to take over the family farm, and this is within my own family. And not only that, the individual that I was talking with is actually, the child is actually moving out of the province. This is just a huge piece. And she doesn't even know how to break the ice, right? And so I think that these are amazing tips, you know, going forward.
I think really important, if you think about those cultural norms, right? A family farm or an expectation that your parents will live with you. That may not be your expectation. Or your expectation that your parents will move across the country and move in next to you. That's probably not their expectation. So again, sometimes coming at it gently from other people who are might be in similar situations and test the water a little bit of what they're thinking. And then we can do a bit of right sizing about what the practicalities are.
And there should be some cultural norms in this that would come into play as well, I'm guessing, right?
Hugely. Yeah. Hugely, yeah.
I do have one more question about just this is another area that we tend to run into where people tend to be challenged. And one of those things is, what if the kids, there's more than one kid of the aging parents, but they don't agree on what should be happening? How do you...
So you mean like every family? Like that is every family.
Exactly. So how do you deal with that? Do you need to come to an agreement before you approach your parents? What is the optimal way to handle that?
So I think the optimal way is to be realistic about what your family is, right? There's no ideal situation. This isn't Leave It to Beaver. And so the whole mapping in the first chunk of the book will help you figure out, okay, yeah, you may have the unsuccessful son in the basement, really, and he's kind of been sponging off mom. But if you're Susan from Calgary and all you're doing is flying in and out and kind of telling people what to do, you're clashing with each other. Instead, let's look at what the asset is. The asset is he's there, and that's probably something that is allowing mom to stay there. And he's watching Jeopardy with her 3 days a week. Susan may not think that that's hugely valuable, but it actually could be very valuable. And he may not love being told what to do by Susan, but she might be willing to take on some of the finances, and maybe he really probably shouldn't be dealing with it. So the ideal situation is to map out who's got what skill set in your family, and then to map out, probably you're not going to be able to afford the things that you think that you are going to be able to afford. So what community-based services are available to help fill in those gaps, and then deal with the people who you really are and stop pretending that you might be in this ideal situation, because that doesn't work for anyone.
Oh, Laura, we could have this conversation over and over and over again all day, but thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks very much.
We've been joined by Laura Tamblyn-Watts, President and CEO of CanAge and author of Let's Talk About Aging Parents. And we are going to talk about aging, aging in place, the various conversations that we have around it, and putting some financial planning around that on our next seminar.
You got us. You can join us in Calgary on Tuesday, June 4th, 7 p.m. in person. This will be at the Carriage House Inn. And in Lethbridge seminar, join us Tuesday, June 18th, 7 p.m. in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel.
Excellent. Well, stay tuned after the break because we're going to start that conversation about financial planning. We're going to talk a little bit about the do's and don'ts of what you should be thinking about in your financial plan. Stay tuned after the break on QR Calgary and More Than Money.